Titanium abundances in late type stars I1D non-LTE modeling in benchmark dwarfs and giants, by J.W.E. Mallinson et al. The titanium abundances of late type stars are important traces of galactic formation history. However, abundances inferred from Ti and T2 lines can be in stark disagreement in very metal-poor giants. Departures from local thermodynamic equilibrium (LTE) have a large impact on the minority neutral species and thus influences the ionization imbalance, but satisfactory non-LTE modeling for both dwarfs and giants has not been achieved in previous literature. The reliability of titanium abundances is reassessed in benchmark dwarfs and giants using a new non-LTE model and one-dimensional, 1D, model atmospheres. A comprehensive model atom was compiled with a more extended level structure and newly published data for inelastic collisions between Ti and neutral hydrogen. In 1D LTE, the Ti and T2 lines agree to within 0.06 dex for the Sun, Arcturus, and the very metal-poor stars HD84937 and HD140283. For the very metal-poor giant HD122563, the Ti lines give an abundance that is 0.47 dex lower than that from T2. The 1D non-LTE corrections can reach plus 0.4 dex for individual Ti lines and plus 0.1 dex for individual T2 lines, and reduce the overall ionization imbalance to minus 0.17 dex for HD122563. However, it also increases the imbalance for the very metal-poor dwarf and sub-giant to around 0.2 dex. Using 1D non-LTE reduces the ionization imbalance in very metal-poor giants but breaks the balance of other very metal-poor stars, consistent with the conclusions in earlier literature. To make further progress, consistent 3D non-LTE models are needed. This was Titanium Abundances in Late-Type Stars I1D Non-LTE Modeling in Benchmark Dwarfs and Giants, by J.W.E. Mallinson et al.